News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday as we roll along with hour number two of the show. Of course, focused on our conversations with local law enforcement. And we kick off this segment with our conversation with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office behind the badge here this morning on KFIZ. A couple different folks joining us on the program this morning. It is Jail Captain Jim Borgen. Also, Sergeant Amy Hansen joining us, and we're going to talk about a week coming up next week, if I'm not mistaken. It is Correctional Officers Week, so we welcome both of them in on the phone lines here on a Friday. Good morning to both of you. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. We're doing well.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us. A lot of awareness weeks out there, obviously, and Captain Borgen, I know for you, you would obviously like to highlight all the work that the correctional officers do, but we're going to talk to Amy because she is actually one of the more senior officers with the Fond du Lac County Jail. But first, just kind of in general terms, tell us about Correctional Officer Week. What's it all about? And, you know, tell us about the staff that you have at the jail.
Sure. So we have 65 correctional staff here at the jail, and while all love to bring them on the air and give them the recognition, you know, obviously that'd be not possible. But back in 1984, President Ronald Reagan issued a proclamation declaring the beginning of May Correctional Officer Week, and I think that's just fantastic because correctional officers are often the unsung heroes. Nobody really gets to see what goes behind the walls of jails and correctional institutions because it's just not in the public eye. But they have a very difficult and dangerous job keeping the community safe. So, you know, kudos to them. I'm very proud of the staff that I have here. You know, we have a mission statement here at the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office, and it talks about treating all people with respect, fairness, and compassion. And every day I see my staff conducting themselves in a very professional manner and treating inmates and each other with respect, fairness, and compassion. So I'm very blessed that I get to work with such a fine group of people. And when I can give them recognition and it comes to be a special week, I'll definitely take advantage of that and let the community know that they themselves should be very proud of the people, of the men and women that work here at the Fond du Lac County Jail. So that's kind of why I wanted to bring Amy on, or Sergeant Hansen on the show. She has 28 years of correctional experience. And believe it or not, 19 years ago when I started, Sergeant Hansen was one of the first faces I saw when I was a baby correctional officer coming through the door. And she was the sergeant at the time on night shift. And she told me about treating people with respect, fairness, and compassion. And she said, the number one tool that you have here, Jim, is communication. You're no better than anybody else. We're going to talk to people. Because when people are brought in here, they're at an ultimate low of their life. But you treat them with respect, fairness, and compassion, and they're going to give you the same in return. And that advice stuck with me. And I would like to think that's probably how I got to where I was today, because I took it to heart and I try to keep that motto with me every day that I show up to work.
Very cool. Well, let's speak with Sergeant Hansen for a little bit here. First of all, 28 years, congratulations on getting, 28 years in. Tell us kind of about your background and how you started with the sheriff's office and, explain kind of, what the last 28 years of your career has been like working with the sheriff's office.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that. When I started here, I originally was enrolled in the Wisconsin Correctional Officer Training Program. During that program, this job opened up, and it was local, which I liked, and I was guaranteed a place. With the prison system, when you first start, you're not guaranteed a position. At that time, you weren't. So I took the job here, started out part-time, worked all three shifts, all different hours. You come to rely on your coworkers as family members. I can say now that we're now doing 12-hour shifts. You spend a lot of time with your coworkers, and we're a very tight-knit group. I've seen lots of changes in the inmates that come through here, and just to to go off of what Jim said, I'm very big on the show Respect to Get Respect. I use my, I guess you'd call it my gift of gab with the inmates more than anything else, and they respect me for that. They know I'm going to be real with them. I'm not going to lie to them, and that goes a long way. And I think that that's helped me get as far as I have in my career.
So 28 years with the sheriff's office, what's changed in 28 years? Has anything changed that's been just a major change from how things have been done, or just kind of changes in procedures? What's been kind of the biggest changes you've seen over that period of time?
I think the biggest changes is obviously the population, mm-hmm. but the mental health that's in our society and how we are able to assist people with that has been one of the biggest challenges I've faced so far. There's a lot of people out there that need the help that there just isn't services to help them. And a lot of times they end up in here, and we have to deal with them. So we learn a lot about the different mental health diseases, ways that you can help, programs that hopefully we can get them into. We have quality mental health professionals on staff here, which has been huge. So they communicate very closely with us. But I think the mental health aspect of it has really increased since I started. Back when I started, it really wasn't talked about, and it's much more prominent in society now.
You talk about dealing with people, and Captain Morgan said that too, people at the worst part of their life. They've just been, you know, sentenced to jail, or they're in jail for some sort of offense. Have you seen kind of a maybe success stories, people that you've built relationships that you know about that have turned their lives around and now are making a positive impact on society at all?
When they don't come back, I think that's a success.
Sure. Obviously, right?
Yes. And I did find, I just learned this actually about 2 weeks ago, that we had an inmate in custody. He was a younger gentleman, and he and I had several one-on-one talks where he just needed to unload and, you know, just talk about something besides his crimes. And I found out that he went to prison from here. But he got out, and he is working. He has a full-time job in Oshkosh. One of our officers saw him, and he said he's doing great, hasn't been in any trouble. And I like to think that some of my advice maybe helped him or showed him that there's a different way you can live your life. It doesn't need to be in here. So I hope I reach more people mm-hmm. with that. But that one sticks out in my mind.
Sure. Yeah, obviously, if they don't come back, that's good. You don't want to see frequent flyers or repeat
right.
customers, right?
Correct.
What for kind of like a general question, you talk about, you know, the jail being behind, you know, behind the walls. The public can't just walk in and, you know, see what's happening and hey, how's it going? I like to see the jail and stuff like that. What's kind of like a misconception that maybe the public might have about the jail versus the reality that you see in the Fond du Lac County Jail?
A lot of people think we're glorified babysitters. I've heard that term since I started here. I can honestly say, and especially today, this job is not for the faint of heart, and this is not a job where you get to sit around and do nothing. The staff here runs from the start of their shift till the end. I've had days on my shift that my staff has not been able to sit and just take a break. It's been nonstop. There's so many things that we have to do during the day, and the inmates have so many needs. Yeah, we have a lot of medical issues, you know, that we have to deal with the nurses. We have people that are on special, like camera settings, mental health settings. We have disciplinary issues. It's just, it's a lot to juggle. And I don't think the public has any idea the amount of work that goes on behind these walls. Even the new staff that comes in, they're very surprised at the amount of stuff that we do.
Yeah, you're not just sitting there doing the crossword puzzle and reading the paper.
No.
Last question for you, Sergeant Hanson. The most rewarding part, you talked about building those relationships and kind of being real with people. Is that the most rewarding part, or is there another part that you take away as kind of the highlight of the work you're doing?
Well, I guess I'm very blessed that I'm in a career that I chose. And that worked for me, and I've been able to advance myself. I have good relationships with my supervisors, with the sheriff. We're all very respectful of each other, and we We like to brainstorm different ideas. I hope, like I said, that I do make a difference. I know I've talked with parents of younger inmates that are concerned for their children, and I've had very good conversations, received some thank you notes from the parents for taking the time. It's just something that we do it's humbling that we can make that impact on somebody's life.
Very good. Sergeant Hanson, thanks for joining us this morning. I'll close. Captain Borgen, anything else you want people to know about the operations at the jail or about Correctional Officer Week here coming up soon?
Well, I tell you, I think Sergeant Hanson touched on it a bit. The complexity of the operations of the jail are extreme. We are a counselor, we're a correctional officer, we hand out meals to inmates, we change their laundry, their linen, you name it, every need that an inmate has, we are hands-on and a part of. And she's right, they oftentimes don't get the opportunity to sit down. So kudos to them for the extremely difficult job that they do day in and day out. God bless all correctional officers across this nation.
Very good. Captain Borgen and Sergeant Hanson, thanks for your time. Have a great day.